You will start Kuf Lamed Gimel Amed Beit at the bottom. We're going to be going through today a lot of the report and aces from Chazal. Some of them seem a little funny to us. We don't really do them. Rav Lef in the past has said when we've gone through some of these sugyas that either we have what's called Mishpana HaKeva, our body constitution changed, and therefore a lot of these aren't applicable today. Or on the other hand, that maybe we're not doing exactly the way they're saying it in Chazal, and there's other components to these things. And or another thing could be is that there's deep lessons. I wasn't able to find deep lessons in all of them, but one of them I saw a very nice lesson, and we'll go through the report. The two dots at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Gimel, Amed Bey. Benonim Aleya Esbalmi. You're allowed to put on this bandage, okay? Omer Abaya, Amalei Aim. Whenever Abaya quotes Aim, it's not his real mother, it's his surrogate mother, the one who rose him. It's finally the compress, the kulia kevi, for all types of pain, giving a compress for whatever you need. Shav mini tarva, seven portions of fat, the chadikira, and one portion of wax. That's a good compress, it'll take care of pain. Vavamar, kira the kalba rishina. He said the wax and this type of resin, the zephyr, that you put onto it. Vava b'mechuzah, darshe vava b'mechuzah. Vava with darshe b'mechuzah, in a public lecture, this medical tip over here. The karinu b'nei minyuna asya liminayu. And when b'nei minyuna, the asya, the doctors, heard this, they tore their begad. And they were so upset that they lost a lot of their business. Vava gave away one of their secrets of their trade. Omalahu, he said to them, don't worry. Shafi lechuchada. I left over one. I didn't tell him this one. Yomei Shmuel. Haiman demashi api velo nagiv tuva. Someone who washes his face and doesn't dry it properly. Nakturu lei chatspanita. He will get chapped. Type of chapped skin over here. Maite kante. Lichmei tuva b'mayi silka. You should watch well with... Silka we normally translate as beets, but it seems like it's spinach in the time of Chazal. Wash well with spinach water. So he didn't tell him over this one over here, but now he did tell us. It's out of business. So that was one of the refuahs. Rashi. Shav mini tarba, zayin manot shel chalav, chalav, seven parts of fat, vechada de kira, and one of shava. Kira vekalba vishina. It's a certain type of resin that comes from a tree. He caused them a major loss by revealing one of their secrets of before. But he said to them, I didn't reveal one of them. And the one he didn't reveal was how to take care of Chaspanita. Chaspanita is Panav Mitbaka'ot, the face chaps. Vani omer shehu min shachin. Rashi says it's another type of shachin. Shekarin in yaira. Vahu v'garev v'cheres. Shekdu v'tor v'chaspanita tirgum shel cheres. Makes your skin kind of a chat, I guess, or what do you call it? Cheres. B'mayi the silka marak tardin. That's a spinach soup. Tanu rabbanim. Sorry. Lo shachat mi'er Shabbos. We mentioned the cumin is a beneficial thing for the bris, and it should be prepared Erev Shabbos. If you didn't prepare it by crushing it Erev Shabbos, you have to chew it. Meaning you have to, even though Tosfo mentioned earlier that it's the meal is a chol sheyesh bo sakana, whatever you can change, you change if it doesn't impend the etzem bris. Tanu Rabbanan, devarim she'ein osim b'mila b'Shabbos, osim la b'yom tov. The things that you can't do on Shabbos, the two things that we mentioned, you can't do on Yom Tov. What are they? Shokti Meda Kamun. On Shabbos, we said you cannot crush the Kamun. Rather, you have to chew it in your mouth. And the other one is Tofim L'Yayin V'Shemen. Another before that they did for the baby at the bris is they whip together wine with oil. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's a mixe, like you're preparing for a bishul. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to. Amalei Abaye Lebev Yosef. Maishanah Kamun b'Yom Tov, and also the Mephoshim bring down Yain b'Shemen. Why do we allow it on Yom Tov if we ask it on Shabbos? Why the Chazil the Kedera? It's fitting for a Kedera. Since on Yom Tov you're allowed to make You have a head of ochel nefesh, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. What was the whole problem of these things? It looks that since you could use it anyway for food, you can normally, you can crush up your herbs for food. There's a concept in Yom Tov called mitoch. Mitoch shehutz v'litzorach Yom Tov, mitoch shehutz v'levishol, or whatever area that you had a heter to use for a purpose of cooking, you could use it now for any purpose at all. So these two things are mutter on Yom Tov. Yayin v'shemen, that we said was asr on Shabbos, chazinami v'shabbos. It should also be fitting to make on Shabbos, to whip it together in this conjunction, whatever, l'chola. Why, d'tanya? Ein tofim yayin v'shemen l'chola v'shabbos. You don't whip together the shemen and the yayin together for a chol on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Af torfim yayin v'shemen. You're allowed to. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's not a problem. We're not doing an etzem melacha over here. It just looks funny. And therefore, for a chola, especially Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to do it. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Eliezer, Pamachad chash Rabbi Meir b'mayel. Rabbi Meir was once had intestinal problems. Uvakshenu litzrof lo yayin v'shemen. So we asked him, so why don't we just mix up together the wine and the oil mixture that's good for you, and your chola. And your shita is that you hold that it's completely mutter on Shabbos. There's no issa that you're doing over here, and there's no gezerah on it, especially for a chola. For lenechenu, he didn't allow us. Amanu lo, we said to him, divrecha yibatul mechayev, you're being mevatel your words in your life, meaning you're going back on what you said before, that a chola, you can't do this mixture together for. Amelanu, he said to us, Afal pishani omer kach, even though I said such, v'chaveri omim kach, but my friends, my colleagues said otherwise, v'may lo malani libi li'aval divrei chaverai. All my days I never presumed to be over the majority and to overrule them. In Achinami, I hold it smutter. But what can I do? The majority overruled me. And in my life, even though I hold clearly it's smutter, the Chachamim says it's Asr, and I'm not going to be over the words of the Chachamim. And the Me'iri, in his introduction to this din, says, Kach, this is the way of all Chachamim. No matter how great they were, and how clear they were that their Shitas were a certain Shita, if the majority held differently, they wouldn't be over the words of their friends. Huninu demachmeh nafshe. So he alone was machmeh on his nafshe, even though that the Chachamim said that it's us. He had this chumrah that he never was over the words of the majority of Alakuli Amashari. But you see that he paskin this way, and therefore he held that everyone should be shari. And what's the problem that we're having over here? Rabbi Meir holds now that shemen and yayin is mutter to do on Shabbos. But when we had our Mishnah, the Mishnah says it's usher. And Stam Mishnah is like who? Rabbi Meir. So he's holding it's mutter, and yet the Mishnah says it's usher. Hatam lo boi lika. Because over there with just a stam sick person like he was, you don't need lika, a big beating, a whipping up of the liquids. Hacha, but over here with the mila, boi lika. You do need it, and therefore he didn't want it to be done. Hachanami, na'avi, v'lo lelech. So here also, just prepare it and don't whip it up. And it done, yeah, that's exactly what we wrote in the Mishnah. No ten zebifnei atzmo v'zebifnei atzmo. Just put the oil and the wine together, one on the other, and if they mix meal and they mix meal and it's not a problem. That's exactly what the Yetzer was. Vashi, chazi l'chola. This wine oil mixture is chazi l'chola, she'en bo sakana. Yevatlo, you should be mevatli words, dahai nami cholahu. He was a chola and yet he wasn't going according to his opinion. Avalakuli al-Mashari. Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's Shita. V'stam matnitin Rabbi Meir. V'may tanan noten zebi atzmo zenotinat bi atzmo. Why did we say that if Rabbi Meir holds for everybody it's mutter, especially for a chola, I mean not especially, dafka for a chola, why did he come and say that you can only put it together and not mix it together? Hatam gabi shor cholim, when he came to gabi, the gabi concerning the rest of the cholim, lo boy lika, litorfo. You didn't mean to mix it together well, liyavi yafi yafi, to whip it together. But over here, with the mila, you do need to mix it very well. V'lo lelech, so just don't do it. V'lo yavana kol kach, don't mix it so well. V'mitar, tzayin, v'ketani, notin zeh biyatzmo, v'zeh notin biyatzmo. It's exactly what the Mishnah says. Shema'ari ve'ena loke. You just mix it together, and it's and not to really whip it together. Tanu Rabbanim. Ein misanin et achardel v'misanenet shalo. You don't sift chardel, the mustard, with its special sifter that we had for mustard. I'm not exactly familiar how to do mustard, but I guess you were, there's a certain chaff to mustard that you have also that you'd want to sift. Vein mamtakin oto b'gecholim. And you don't sweeten it up by gecholim. The way you sweeten it up is you take the mustard, you put it on burning coals, and by putting on the burning coals and the coals smoking and extinguishing, it will sweeten up gechelet. It will sweeten up the mustard. That you're not allowed to do because you're extinguishing the coal on Yom Tov. Omer le'abaya, levav Yosef, ma'ishna ma'hai detam detanan. What's the difference over here with mustard? We don't allow you to sift it. And yet, when it comes to a beitza, the tanan notin beitza is misanen shel chardol. There you're allowed to put the beitza through the misanen of a chardol. Avalei, hatam lo mixei kibur. When it came to the egg, you're doing it for coloring purposes. It doesn't look like you're doing bor. The whole thing is going through. Hacha mixei kibur. Over here, it looks like you're doing bor. Rashi. Ein misanin et achardol. And that's B'Yom Tov. We're dealing specifically with Yom Tov, where you have a heter of Ochel Nefesh, but not a heter on everything. Not all Ochel Nefesh is allowed on Yom Tov. There's a certain point where we don't allow it. Anything that can be done Erev Yom Tov just as well, you don't do on Yom Tov. Misanenet Shalom, time before Shlakame, the Mixei Kibor, Shemashli Katsubin Shalom. It looks like it's Bor, that you're throwing out the Subin, the puzzle. Why is it exactly Mixei Kibor not? I'm not sure. Tosfot comes. Look at a little Tosfot over here. Hacha mixe kibora. Why? Miu bora lohavi. Why? Shegama pesulet voy leachila. That the pesulet, the chaff over here, is also voy leachila, and you're not really separating the bad from the good. That's what Tosfot says over here. But this is a very big Torah here. There's some dafayin dalet when we did the lametet malachos in the sugya of borer. Tosfot writes meforish over there. Divrei maskil hacha. That ochel metoch ochel, since you're preferring one now over the other one, that has a din of ochel and psolus. And yet over here, Tosfot saying, well, since it's royal achila, even though I don't want it, I want the other one, that's not bor, and therefore it's only a case of mixe kibor. So there's answers for it. I didn't find any that really satisfied me, but it's a tzorchin on understanding the case of one is ochel for ochel, one is considered psolus, and one is not considered psolus. It could be over here that you're going to use both of them. You want both of them, and one is not more preferred than the other one. You just want them separated, one for one type of mustard, one for the other type of mustard. These are what the Rishonim are grappling over here. What is it? And it's mixe kibor, even though you need them both. Doesn't matter. We have min b'mino. If you have two things, min b'mino, and you're separating parts of it, you're separating the chaff part of the chardel part. By the way, it's one of the answers they bring. Is it over here? It's min b'mino, but l'maisi, you're separating like the chaff part of the mustard from the regular mustard. You're separating pesolus from ochel. So it must be that you really need it for an equal purpose over here. Again, I'm not sure of the mustard production, how they do it, but there's probably two types of mustard. But it's a tzarki, and someone who wants to look into it, what exactly is the mixe kibor over here? Why is it mixe kibor? Either it's borer or it's not borer. Again, unless it just looks like it, because you're separating one from the other, even though there's a tzorik for both of them, that doesn't make it etzim bor. Okay, the ein mamtakin otobik echelet, kiderik shavagilin lechavot, but letocho et a gechelet. It's the way they extinguish the gechelet. Or even the sukkah, some kind of stone over here. You put the mustard seeds on it, I guess the smoked mustard has a nice taste to it. But yet we're able to note in Beitzim Mesenet Shel Chardel, Umesenet Betoch Liyafot Maraso, Mariso. You'll have to do it in order to improve the look of the mustard. Lo Mixei Kibor, in that case, it doesn't look like it's Bor. Shekula Yotze Derech HaMesenet Ve'ein Mishtar Sham Pesulet. Everything goes through it, and no Pesulet. You see the word Pesulet is used clearly over here, is left over. Okay, let's continue with this. Also, we said that you're mamtakin atobik echelet, that you're allowed to, you ain't. Ein mamtekin atov bekechelet. But Tanya, we find another price. It says mamtakin atov bekechelet. You're allowed to do it with kechelet. Maybe this word mamtakin does not mean sweeten, like I said. It just means preparing it. What does Archibald say? Is it preparing it or sweetening it? Mistakin. Yeah?
He said sweetening.
He said sweetens? Okay. Lokasha. In one place we say you're allowed to extinguish the coals with the mustard. In one place, in our price that we had over here, you're not allowed to. Kan bekechelet shel matechet. One case is kechelet shel matechet. You have hot metal and it's red hot. That you're allowed to use. Kan bekechelet shel eitz. The case that you're not allowed to do it is kechelet shel eitz. This one you're just, when you're putting it out, you're creating a coal. You're actually creating something and making a kli by putting it out. That's when it will be aser. I remember in Masechet Beitza, there's a tremendous sugya on this, on when you're making a coal and when you're just putting out metal. Bashi, gechelet shel eitz, aser. The shayich ba kiboy. The isra of kiboy is shayich with eitz. Lefishi osa pecha. I think we actually had it in our Masechet also. We mentioned the, Lefishi osa pecham. You're making a coal. Gechelet shel matecha, lo shayik ba kiboy. There's no shayik kiboy by it. The einu nasa pecham. You're not making a call with it. Omele abayla of Yosef. Maishna mebisra agumre. What about smoked meat? We put meat on coals, and the fats that are dripping from it will extinguish the coals, and that's completely allowed. We have no problem. No one says there's any difference between wood or metal, that the wood one would be us if it's you making a pecham over there. Omele says, no. Hatam over there with the meat, lo efshar. It's not possible to do on Yom Tov. I mean, it's not going to taste the same. Fresh cooked meat is a lot differently than the meat prepared the day before. Hacha, but with the mustard, efshar. It's possible to do Erev Yom Tov. It's not going to take anything away from the taste of the mustard. If you have 1 day old mustard compared to 1 day old meat, it's a different instance. It's ochel nefesh. It'll be something that will be good for the day. You'll have to do it. Omeleya baya lebev Yosef, maho legabe. What about cheese making? Can I do cheese making on Yom Tov? Cheese making is an issur d'oraisa of bona, of building. We had earlier, it's amid the rabbanan. Omeleya asa. It's also, you can't make cheese on Yom Tov. Stama, because you can make it erev Yom Tov in the same way, it's not going to take anything away from it. Maishna melisha, melisha, from kneading that you're allowed to do. Even though it's completely different, malacha, this is lash and that's bona. But I guess it's since you're moderate for cooking, you should be able to matter both them. Omele hatam lo efshar. When it comes to making challah or bread on Yom Tov, it's not possible to make it erev Yom Tov. It doesn't mean it's not possible. Meaning, 1 day old bread is a lot different than fresh baked bread. This fresh baked bread is such a delicious thing on Yom Tov. It takes away when you make it the day before. But cheese, you can make earlier. Haka afshar. And over here, with the cheese, it's possible to make it the day before, and it's not going to take away from its taste. Vaha ami nahardai nahardai says, givina bas yomam ma'alya. They say fresh 1 day old cheese is delicious. It's ma'alya, it's the best. Haki kamar, tamri. No, they didn't say it's the best. Tiafilu givina bat yomam ma'alya. Even givina 1 day old is delicious. Meaning it's better if it tastes a little bit, your cheese. But one day also, it's a delicious thing. And so therefore, since kikuvina can be made on Erev Yom Tov, and that's a klal, whatever you do on Erev Yom Tov, and even if it's a hetzer to do it, but since if you could be mekayim both of them, and you don't have to be over, therefore you do it Erev Yom Tov, whatever can be done on Erev Yom Tov. Vashi, maishana mebisra agumar, shitzolim bi Yom Tov, you roast it on Yom Tov over the coals, even though it's going to put out the coals. Lo efshar, it's not possible. It's lot mietmo to cook it, to roast it erev Yom Tov. The biyoma shavichat fei, on its day, it's much more delicious. Aval chardo efshar mietmo, but chardo makes no difference in the taste. Legabin gavina, making gavina, maishna melisha, shelashin pat biyom tov, when you lash, when you knead the bread on Yom Tov, and making gavina is similar to lash. Even though it's bone, I guess you're mixing it together, the gavina, churning it. What? pack it together. It has a similar concept of libun. It's a little difficult over here. They're two different malachas. I'm not sure exactly what the dimion is. It's two different concepts in halacha. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Lo efshar. The pat chama ma'aliyat tefei. Hot bread is much more delicious. Ha'chayav shem yetmo. But yet the mustard is possible to do the day before. It's also delicious, and how much more so the day before. Now we're going to go into medical techniques in the days of Chazal. My mother that raised me, not his biological mother, my mother raised him. Hi, chaluk yanuka lefanya lesitchva leelia. You should take the seam, which is on the inside, and put it on the outside upwards. Dilma midbeik garda, perhaps a string will get attached to the makom mila. Viati lidei kard shafcha, and you'll pull it off, and you'll come to castrate him, come to cause him a problem, become a kard shafcha. Vashi, lafnia lesadra leila, leimra. Imra is the hem. Shibisfat pia, that's on the edge of the garment. Yahafok, put it on the outside. Viyakapil ma'al, and fold it upwards. Shalot yesmuch lebas. We don't want to attach touching the flesh. Mepnei shavosh makom chatach habeged sham. You don't want to have where the wound is the beged touching him. Viyotzi mimenu gardim shikarim panjit. Vidilma madabika gardetav minei. But the makir might get attached to it because shavola hashid a cholaka. Now, when you're taking off the bandage, miala mila yishmod v'yikra ed rosh gid. You'll tear up the gid u'mishavi lekard nafsha. So that was an etzah that they gave. Amy of the Abayim, av the kisususa lepalga. She would make this kis, this little garment, for half of it to go on half of it. If you don't have this bandage to put over the anuka, leiti belita, just bring old worn out garments. The eitle shifta, and when they have an edge to it, for likrachia lishifta letatai viayif leliay, and you take the bottom part on the bottom and you fold it over the ayif leliila, and you put it over on the top of it. Again, an etzer to protect the wound over here with the wound. Amy at the Abai, again, it's the umnasam, the one who rose him. Avda, Latinoka habayim liada latakin milasa. His the mother that raised him was obviously very good at medical techniques. You find all over Shas she giving etzers. And over here, Rashi says that they used to bring the tinokas to her in order to fix up their milas from the mohav. She was pretty good at these things. Kista lepalga de mila kis haita osa shall begin lefanim v'tocha chaluk v'torfasa mitocha v'tocha chaluk umagia lamata archetzi achaluk half it kidei lechotz bena imor bena mila v'laiti belita miyat shechak shall begin shehi bo imor where the seam was lefishi imor. So you wanted that part on the basa. You want it like a little tight on the bottom, and then just take any excess and put it over on the top. My mother said, you can't, he was born with the condition that you don't know where he's excreting from. His anus is covered up with skin over here. What should you do with him? You put oil on that area, the lukmi lahari yoma, lahadi yoma, and you put him in the sunlight, the hechid izavik, and where it looks transparent, likra'e pisa'arta shasi ve'arif. You cut it now with a barley kernel, the sharp part of the barley kernel, like an X, type of X. Aval bet klima tachot, but to take a metal kli over here, lo, mishum dizarif. It will get swelled, it will get inflamed, and you can cause an infection over here. Don't put metal to the skin. V'yomei Abaya, Amali Aim, another thing. Hayinuka delo mites. A tinuk that's not sucking. He doesn't have the ability to suck. What's wrong with him? She said, Mikra dekar punya. His mouth is cold. That's why he can't suck over here. Maite kante, what should you do? Leite kasa. Bring kasa gamre. Vinikte le bahadi puma. Take a tray of hot coals and bring it near his lips in order to warm up his lips. Techami puma. His mouth will warm up. Umait. And he'll start sucking. Rashi. Leite belita. Did I say that one? Yeah. V'lifkei l'saftei l'tatai, l'takhtei rosha gid yitein ha-shafa v'rosha sheni ha-cholak yilamali, just flip it over on top, u'li'afei l'ilai. You got this? Not yet. So over here, if he's not able to suck, they gave an example of what to do. You take hot coals and you put it near his mouth. Now over here, I saw a Bnei Yehuda, which explains what do you do? You know, a lot of these cases, they're mashalim for deeper concepts. Over here, explain the deeper concept over here. A child, meaning someone who is learning Torah, and he's not able to suck, meaning for whatever reason, his learning is not going well on him. He's not able to remember. He forgets all his learning. He's having problems with his mouth over here, with his girsa. What should you do? What's his problem, first of all? His problem is his mouth is not hot. He hasn't been inflamed over here. He needs to, his lips aren't warm. He doesn't have his slavus in his learning. He says over here, he doesn't have cheshek in his peef. He's not learning with learning. What should you do over here? You bring kechelet to him. What's the kechelet? The kechelet of the chachamim, right? The sharp words of the chachamim. The guy needs a musa shmus over here. He needs to be inspired. Bring the divrei chachamim to kechelet, warm coals of the chachamim that can warm him up, and bring it near him and let him hear these words over here, and that will warm up his lips also. So if someone is having cheshek problem in learning, take out a musa sefer, Mesilas Yesharim. That's what the Bnei Yehuda is saying over here. Person that needs chizuk in his learning, he thinks better memory techniques. He said, no, you don't need better memory techniques, you need to learn a little musa. That'll get you going. V'yomer Abaya. Amali aim. Hayanuka delo ma'avi. He's not breathing. He's not breathing well. Leiti salita di'ime. Bring the placenta of the mother. Uvleshrake ilvai. And wrap him in it. And I'll get him breathing. Or rub him on it. Uma'avi, and he'll breathe. Fiome abaya, amali aim. Hayanuka de katin. He's very skinny, very thin. Leiti salita di'ime. Bring the placenta. Felishfe ilvaya mikutna liuma. And rub it on him from the thin part to the thick part. That's how you should rub it on him. Vialim, and if he's a little bit too fat, he's swollen. Miuma from the thick part to the kutna, to the bottom part. She had experience. These things worked over here. I don't know if it's working through the metaphysics or there's actually some quality to the whole thing over here that helps it work it. Li'atia li'ila. Oto vosha elyon acholak yikapa. Yikapa, yikapa l'kalapi chutz. We saw that. T'lo yada bei mefachte. She'ein nikar bo nekev beit hara'e. We can't find the opening of the anus. She'sham hotze zavala, where he excretes from. L'shaifein mishcha, we're in Rashi. You pour oil on him. She shemen matzila basa. The shemen will make the flesh clear, and therefore when you put it up, ulukmi lahadi yomen neged shemesh. Now you put him near the shemesh. Veheke dezig, wherever it should solul kizechuki, wherever it's transparent, be a duish shechala kenegdo. That's where you know that the openings is by that. So therefore you take b'sa'arta, you take a barley kernel. The sharp part of the barley kernel, and you cut over there. But don't use metal, because it's shesari. It will be menafka, will swell the area. The low mites, a yellow that can't suckle. Shlo yachalianak, he can't nurse. Meko hu de karpumia. Nitzdanus to foot of his business, his lips are cold. The ainbal kork limotes for him, and he doesn't have the ability to suckle with them. Late, kasa de gumre. Tishate kechalim al daf. You spread out kechalim on a daf. Or al akli, or on a kli, and bring it to him. V'lukmi behadi pum, and bring it close to his mouth. V'yamid etzel piv. put it by his mouth. Zechaim pumia, shiit chamein piv. His mouth becomes warm. Umaitz nol en levianek and nol suckle. V'lo menishcha. You saw that? Yeah, breathing. Shein neshima nekeret bo. His breathing isn't recognized. He's breathing very shallow. Shein dofik keneged libo. He doesn't have a heartbeat keder kol adam, like everybody else. Meaning it's very shallow. So therefore we bring linathe beneath the... Did we skip a piece?
We skipped just the one line.
Oh, we skipped a line. Back to the line that we skipped. Omer abaya amali aim. Yenuka delo minishte. He's not breathing properly. What should he do? Linathe beneath vasa. Finish day. You fan him, and he'll start breathing. Yanifo lavashi binafe shikorim van. Maybe a fan. Okay, the lo ma'ave. Ein rucho niknas v'yotzi yafe. He's not breathing properly. Over there, that's where we got to. Silta ti'ime. Oh, the silta ti'ime. Shilya shenol imo. That's the placenta that he's born with. V'le'atshvi kalei yechlakena al v'sar. You smooth it on his body. K'mo ishtrake ishtrike. Tekatin shuhudak mikotna li'uma. From the thin part to the thick part. Hashilya roshe chadkat. So part of it is thin. V'roshe chadrachav. And the other part is very wide. V'aklikua you rub it on him. Alav miroshe chadze yadchilu.
It's kind of
like a school over here. So to this one, it should become more wide. V'alim, if he's fat, and not because he's healthy, it's because there's a condition going on over here. Ele nafuach, he's swollen. Nishukhe alayim yu'uma lekatna. V'yome abaya amali el'aim. Hayinuka desomech. Someone who is red. It's getting late. He's red over here. Okay, he's excessively red. It's because the blood didn't absorb into him. Wait lay at yivlu bei dama. Meaning, don't do it on the eighth day. Wait until the blood absorbs into him. Umahalu. The lim halua, and then you should do the mila on him. Tiyarok, if he's yellow, jaundice. It's clear that the blood didn't fall into him. It didn't absorb into his blood circulatory system. So you wait till he loses the yellow and he's clear and a nice pink baby. And you should give the mila. Rashi, to some kolbasar Adam, if he's very red, lo yivle beit damye. His blood didn't absorb into him. Besorah the aksav kol damo matsuri. Ben or lebasser. All his blood is on the external. It's not really in his organs. It's on the skin area. I'm afraid that if you mole him, the blood is going to come out. So you wait for him. When he's yellow, the dam didn't go into him. He's weak. The blood isn't part of his system yet. He doesn't have koach, and therefore he's very quickly to get weak, and he could die over here. Therefore, you got to be careful. Interesting, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch says over here, you have to be very, very careful with these two conditions. If a baby's excessively red, or he's yellow over here, with Mila. That all these things in Mila, you don't do a Mila over here. Because Chas V'Shalom, you could come to Sekana Nefashos, and Sekana Nefashos is Doka the Shabbos. And listen to this. The Afilo, the F Shaloli Molniachar, because it's possible for you to do the Mila after time. And it's not possible for you to return a Nefesh after, if the Lady Chas V'Shalom dies. You cannot return a Nefesh. Therefore, wait. Better to be safe than sorry. The Tanya, we see this, Omer Rabbi Natan, Pam Echad, Halakhi Lekarche Yam. I was once traveling on the ports. Obai Isha Lifana, and Isha came before me. Shemala Bana Rishon. She gave Mila to the first son, Vimate, and he died. Shani Vimate, and the second one died. And now there's a question of luck if you could even do the third one. Shlishi Aviaso Lifana, he brought it to me. For Itif Shuhu Adam, he's very red over here. He saw exactly what the problem was. Amartila, you know what? Don't do the Mila on the eighth day. Hamtinolo, Achi Yivla Bodamo. Until his blood absorbs into the system over here. It's obviously on the skin area. He could bleed to death. Hamtina, she waited lo ad shenivla bodamo v'malo oto v'chaya, and he lived. Baruch Hashem. V'yakoyin oti Natan Abavli, and they called the kid Natan Abavli after me. Ad shemi. Shuv pam echad alakti l'metina Kopotkia, city somewhere. As in the city of Kaputkia, Ubat Isha Echad Lefanai. Isha came before me, Shemala Balavishon Vemate, Shani Mate, Shlishi Avia, Aviasu Lefanai. The first two children died, she brought the third one before me. Ve'iti Shehu Yark. I saw he had jaundice. Hatsati, Bo. I saw in it. Velo Ve'iti Bo Dam Bris. And I saw also a second thing. I saw that he had no Dam Bris. One, that he's yellow. And two, there was no Dam in the Bris area. So even if you did Bris Mila on him, and it was a dangerous situation, he doesn't know if you'll be yotzi the meal itself. He said you have to need a dam bris. Amartila amtina lo ad shiapolo damo. Wait till the blood goes into the system. Amtina lo umala. Now she used malo to v'chaya v'yakon shemo nothing above the shemi. They named him after me. Rashi the karki ayam haki garcina and reiti shiar. I saw that he was yellow. Hatzri bo v'lo hayabo dam bris. I also saw that there was no dam bris. Tarti likivusa. There's two problems over here. Chada di'i mayale lo nafik mine dama. One, if you did do meal on him, no blood would come out. Ve'atipas dam bris mitzvah. You have to have a tafas dam bris. Ve'ksi v'gam et b'dam brisecha. V'yod di'misukan ho. V'mishum chusha shalom natsa bo adayim dam. Because he was still didn't have the blood in the system.